Welcome to the Real Producers Partners Podcast. This podcast is done in conjunction with Real Producers St. Louis, Metro East, New Orleans, Baltimore, Chesapeake Bay, and West Valley, Arizona. It focuses on our top real estate performers and partners who support real estate and home services, their successes, stories, and challenges.
Hello, everyone. This is David Owen with Chainscape Web, and welcome to this episode of the Real Producers Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Shelly Miller, co-owner of EOS Med Spa here in the St. Louis area, and we'll learn more about her med spa and discuss what makes them unique in the marketplace, as it seems there are med spas popping up everywhere. Thanks for joining us today, Shelly.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are excited about you joining us, and can you just share a little history of how you got started in this venture or adventure?
Yeah, sure. It's been an adventure for sure. So my background is in emergency medicine, actually. I'm an emergency room nurse, and I have been for 24 years, which is crazy since I'm only 26 years old, obviously, you know. did my fair share of local emergency room nursing, as well as some travel assignments throughout my career. Had my son, who's 16 now. So have been home and kind of bouncing around since then, with COVID being the exception. So when I was pregnant with my son, actually, I went and got trained on doing injectables, meaning your typical med spa treatments, Botox, fillers, everybody wants to be rid of their wrinkles type thing. And I would love to tell you it was because I was going to go start this new venture 17 years ago and be fantastic. It was honestly because I didn't want to pay for it. And so if I was trained and could therefore have it shipped, me, my friends and family could all be wrinkle free for a fraction of the cost. So I personally have been an injector for about 17 years now, and have taken great pride in adopting and bringing my old school mentality to injecting here to EOS. I think that everybody has these great stories, or I assume people have these great stories about their motivation, or they always dreamed of opening a business. I absolutely did not. And in fact, my husband was a previous business owner. And when I broached him and said, "Hey, I think I'm going to open a med spa," he was like, "Oh God, you're going to hate it. You're going to kiss your life goodbye. It's going to be morning, noon, and night." And here's me. I'm like, "No, it's going to be great. It's going to be a bunch of girls, and it's going to be free. I'm going to do all the wrinkle free stuff, and it'll be perfect." Right? Oh no. Every single day when I'm like, it's Groundhog Day, I'm going back to the med spa and then going home, and I've been there 12 hours or 14 hours today, and now I'm coming back. He was like, "So I told you," it's the first time ever in our relationship he's been right. So I give it.
I give it one, right?
That's it, one. But so I actually got my master's degree in business, not in nursing. I have my bachelor's in nursing from SLU, my master's from Webster in business, and I currently am enrolled at Rockhurst University to be a nurse practitioner, just to continue my clinical experience as well as stay current with medicine. This place is evolving, and we'll get into that later as in our discussion into a more holistic approach med spa. And certainly we do all those injectable things, but it's way, way bigger than that. So I got my master's in business and became the regional vice president for an organization. So all of our local hospitals, for the most part, use third parties to staff their doctors, nurse practitioners, physician assistants in the hospital networks. So I was a regional vice president for a company called SCP Health, and I had approximately 400 providers that worked with me in emergency medicine, hospital medicine, anesthesia, and critical care in one of our major networks here in St. Louis. I also had a few hospitals in Southern Illinois. I loved, loved, loved that job. And COVID comes along, and I'm no longer an essential employee. So I took a severance. Everybody hugged and kissed, and I went about my business and then thought, well, what the heck am I going to do next? Dr. George Mackagin, who is currently my business partner, approached me and was like, why don't you open a mitzvah? And I had kind of dabbled a lot of before. And he was like, I will, you know, be your partner and we can do this. It'll be great. And he's been an amazing partner. And I, too, will smack him in the mouth someday for talking me into doing this. But so just a former colleague is my partner. And I couldn't wish for more as a partner. Honestly, he's amazing. So that's kind of how it all began. We opened in 2020. We started with 1,000 square feet in what appeared to be a very long decorated hallway. And within 16 months, had to expand almost 4,000 square feet just because we outgrew our space, grew from literally our friends and family to we now have a client book of over 2,500 in 3 years.
That's amazing.
It is amazing and unbelievable. And you know, I ask myself every day, how did we get here so fast? I feel like I blinked. It's kind of like your kids growing up. You know, I blinked and I missed it. And then all of a sudden, here we are with millions of dollars of devices and so many service items that we can't even put them all on our website.
That's amazing. So how did you establish that growth curve? Was it conscious or unconscious?
A little of both, honestly. So I'm 48 years old, and in my opinion, I'm my best client, right? I am fighting aging. I am health conscious still, and I have a group of friends that also are trying to battle this in a very healthy way. So fortunately, our friends and family dove in and supported us. Word of mouth went like wildfire. Mm-hmm. But then honestly, my husband and George, my business partner at the time, Dr. Mechagen, were like, we need to explore hormone replacement here. Everybody's doing it, right? I'm a researcher. I'm a reader. I don't just pull the trigger and here we go. And I'm like, absolutely not. I've been a nurse at this point for about 20 years. And I'm like, all I know about hormone replacement is that I'm going to give all the people the cancer. And it's for women in menopause and men that want to abuse it in the gym. Why did I think that? I don't know. It's just like, that's what I thought. And even as a nurse, that was my opinion. And my nurse friends, everybody's like, why would you do that? You're not old. Okay. Yeah. So we kind of started reading and they were kind of hardcore pressing me about it. So I started reading and figured out that there are so many options on the market. And most of them I didn't want to put in my body in any fashion. They're synthetic. They're made out of horse urine or animal parts. For example, testosterone, as a lot of people do, is an injectable. We don't provide testosterone as an injectable here. But it's an injectable. We get one bottle of it one time to try, and it looks like Crisco, truly, oil-based.
Really?
Anything that you inject into your body that's based in oil is going to bind to your red blood cells, increase your chances of clots, which therefore increases your chances of strokes. And many of these people that do injections for a long, long time have to actually go donate blood because your body can't rid itself of its natural filtering process. So then they're going to the Red Cross trying to get rid of all the red blood cells. And I've had people come in here even that are like, the Red Cross won't even take my blood because it's too thick. At what point does this sound like a good idea? You know?
Yeah.
So we did, and you and I will talk about that further down the road. But it was just as we started adding services on, some of it grew organically. I laugh all the time because of social media. This is how we advertise, right? This is what we do. I would rather be on a commercial or a billboard or like write somebody a note. I'm lucky if I remember my password to Instagram. Sadly, I'm not good at it. And I'm sure you can relate, as a new startup, you have all this overhead cost. Where are you going to invest your money? Well, we have to have products. We have to have needles and syringes. We have to have equipment. I can do the social media myself. I can absolutely pat myself on the back for that epic failure. I mean, just ridiculous. I'm asking my kid to help me with it and the neighbor and anybody that can log in. Can you post something?
Yeah.
But honestly, a lot of this has just been word of mouth growth by our reputation. And I really do take pride in the fact that so much, everything that we do here, all the devices are FDA cleared. The practice is so ethical. Not ever do we treat somebody and then say, okay, well, good luck. See you next time you're here. It's follow-up. It's clinical responsibility. It's continuity of care. It's people having our personal cell phone numbers sometimes if they're having some sort of difficulty and recognizing that we have resources and partnerships in the community that also support us.
So it sounds like your attitude is not of whatever makes money will do.
Oh, no.
It's more of, is this good for you?
That's exactly. Long term. I'm so glad you said that because that's exactly right. It's really, really easy in this industry to nickel and dime people. And mm-hmm. I think that becomes some of the hesitation for people even to come in to get a consult about something simple because the overarching perception as a consumer, again, is that med spas are expensive and they're for women and you're going to spend thousands of dollars every time you go. If I have someone that comes in that's of any age, frankly, unless they come in and say, I have done a ton of research. I know this is what I want, which does not happen often. Most of the time people come in and they're like, I have this skin issue, or I have brown spots, or I feel wrinkly. What do you think I should do? We honestly don't discuss budget first, which is business 101, right? Yeah. Set expectations, talk to people about what they're willing to spend. I tell people, start low and slow. We have two amazing estheticians here that I can go in or they can go in and we can laser somebody's skin off down a couple layers. You'll peel. It's tough. It's awesome, but it's tough. And that person's going to be like, oh, thank you very much. That really sucked. I look great. See you maybe again. Or I can help them start slow with a procedure that's less than $100. Clean up their skin and kind of start with a fresh palate. You know, it does no good to go land blast these people, blow them out of the water, especially for somebody that hasn't even started venturing into the medical spa industry. We also have a huge male population that comes here. I do attribute a lot of that to when we started. My husband and my business partner were very hands-on and involved. They aren't anymore. They've both gone on to continue healthcare in private sector, but certainly are still engaged. But we're here all the time and mm-hmm. having male conversations. And I think for men, the majority of the men that come here, they do come for facial treatments and things like that. That's certainly growing in the industry, but for hormone replacement. And I think that for men, the perception is, oh my gosh, I have to go into a med spa and tell a 48-year-old blonde what's wrong with my body. That's not it. You know, 99.9% of us that have hormone deficiency have the same problems.
Yeah.
There are people that over time become comfortable talking about those issues. And again, those are some of the things that just because you come here and you get hormone replacement, if you have outlying issues outside of that, Dr. Mechagen gets involved and we figure out, are there other resources, treatment options, medications or whatever for you? And if at any point throughout that journey, so let's use this as an example. We practice very ethically and safe here. So everybody that comes in gets their initial blood work for their pellets, let's say, their hormones. We have detected 4 prostate cancers of people that didn't know that they had them.
Wow.
2 cervical cancers and more uterine fibroids than I could even tell you. Just based off clinical assessment, talking to these people, spending time and drawing their blood work. At that point, I'm still a nurse, right? I see abnormal labs, and now I have a responsibility to send these people on. So we have been so fortunate to partner with a leading urologist, a leading OBGYN, and a leading endocrinologist in St. Louis. that also provide the exact same brand, the exact same pellets, have the exact same training that we do for hormone replacement. But when there's an abnormality that is outside the scope of this establishment or my clinical or Dr. Mechagen's clinical expertise, we send them on to the experts. That's where it's not about the money piece comes in. I'm not worried about them going and getting their pellets from another provider. I'm worried about them doing it in a healthy way. And if I just skip over that or irresponsibly stretch the limit, if somebody's at 2.6 and I shouldn't put their pellets in over 2.5 on their PSA just for that extra money, and that person passes away because they had a cancer that could have been fixed, that is just an unethical, irresponsible, terrible person move, in my opinion. So we do. We send them on and say, should you choose to continue your treatments here? Fantastic. If you don't, anyone that we're sending to is an outstanding provider and will take excellent care of you.
Well, I think that approach should be replicated across a lot of organizations that look first to what they can sell. Mm-hmm. And second, is it good for them?
Right.
And you seem to be just quite the opposite. You look first what's best, and mm-hmm. then you're not interested in selling something. You're interested in helping them.
Well, not only that, but it becomes a trust factor. You know, mm-hmm. I own a business. Do we want to make money? Of course, but not at somebody's expense, not at the expense of their health or their happiness or whatever, you know?
Sure.
So the ethical approach has certainly never, ever served us wrong.
Do you think that's a trend in this industry to get more that way? Or what do you think?
I think that a lot of people want to say that they practice ethically, but I can tell you as a recipient of clients from other organizations, either locally or not locally, and again, I can give you a prime example. There's so many people in the space that, much like myself, are uneducated about bioidentical hormone replacement. And so there are, I mean, the weight loss medications right now, the hormone replacement, a lot of this, frankly, you can find on the black market. You can find it on Amazon. You can do whatever you want with it. But you can also go to providers who have certifications on their wall that say, hey, here's what we're going to do. And especially women will come to me and say, wait a second, you're going to give me testosterone? Well, am I going to turn into a man? There's a huge education component about this because, frankly, yes, if you are dosed inappropriately for long enough, this is the way that people do change genders, right? You increase the testosterone on a female so much so that they start converting into male and develop male features.
Yep.
We obviously don't dabble there. We say, hey, here are the parameters. This is what optimization looks like. We need to be sure we're monitoring you. So I have this little lady come in not too long ago, and she comes in to me for hair removal. And she's emotional, and she's kind of all over the place. And I'm like, what is going on, you know? And she starts divulging that she's suffering from acne. And I look at her face, and I'm like, yeah, she doesn't look like she has acne. Okay, well, maybe it's just a good day. And she's like, no, it's on the back of my neck and down my back. And I'm like, oh, no. Plus, she's got excessive hair growth. She's like, my husband has an issue because my voice is getting darker. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? And I said, do you do hormone replacement by any chance? She's like, I do. And she goes to this other place. And I was like, okay, honestly, not going to charge you for your lab work. I'm not stealing you. I also don't believe in that at all. That'll come back and bite you 20 times over. Let me just, for my own education and for yours, let's just draw your labs. How long has it been since you had your pellets? And she said, today has been 8 weeks. So we check females' labs again after 4 weeks. And I want to see their numbers between 300 and 400. And then they steady decline. At 8 weeks, she was 782.
Oh, my word.
So 4 weeks prior to that, she was in the range where we run men, you know? And I was like, when's the last time you had your labs drawn? A year and a half ago. So she goes, but I call there and then they just tell me to come in and I take a shot. I mean, that's detrimental. That's her little bitty body physically can't maintain that. You know, our hearts aren't built for that. Our bone structure, everything right. in us as females is not built to safely sustain testosterone numbers at that level. So we have to, as clinicians, continue to monitor these people in some of these places while they are grossly successful. And I am envious only from the financial aspect of their success. I have turned their establishments almost into just factories. How many people can we get in a day? How many people yep. can we pass through here? All right, hominis dominus, high five. If we don't hear from them all as well.
Yep.
And I completely disagree.
Yeah, so I wish
that more people would take an ethical approach. It becomes a human capital piece. It's hard to find workers anywhere just to call people back. It becomes, though, at the end of the day, we all took a Hippocratic oath as providers. Mm-hmm. First, do mm-hmm. no harm.
Right.
If I'm neglecting you, I'm harming you.
Right. Yeah, and that's what kind of comes out to me when you're talking here is your approach is first do no harm.
Always.
You want to establish a baseline. You want to know where you are, and then you start there.
Absolutely.
And do it for the long term, not just a quick hit, so to speak.
Well, it has to be long term, especially because we want to maintain these people as clients, first of all. And I want to be able to follow up with them and be sure that they're doing it in a healthy way. And that goes back to all these weight loss injectables that are going around now. I had somebody email me and say, hey, Shelley, are you going to keep your same prices for weight loss injectables? Because I got a card in the mail and I could save $100 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. First of all, everything that we do market analysis, and we always try to come in a little bit less than. But I can't even tell you the number of pharmacies, we'll say lightly, that call here, contact me, and they won't even use legitimate names for it. So a legitimate name for one of the weight loss medications on the market right now is semaglutide. Where is it coming from? How much is it? Because I can tell you, we don't make a big, giant, gross profit off this. So if somebody is pulling it back $100 a month, they are getting it from somewhere that is undercutting a price. And the reason they're able to do that is because, in my opinion, I'm not going investigating pharmacies by any stretch of the imagination, just like everything else in the world. Once it's produced, it's duplicated, it's replicated. There's other stuff in it. I want to ensure that everything that comes through here is clean, pure, and through a legitimate source.
Well, you want to be trusted, and so you have to trust the products that you're using. So,
and again, that goes
together.
It goes back to the no harm thing.
Right.
If I go to some third party that claims they're a pharmacy that is able to sell it for $50 when someone else is selling something for $200. I mean, never once do they send me an active and inactive ingredients list of what they have in there. It could be rat poison. Who knows? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you have a person showing up saying, oh my gosh, here's what's going on. I ended up hospitalized. What did you give me? Well, I don't know. Third party pharmacy was way cheaper though. So there isn't price gouging done here, and it's legitimately just how can we ethically, safely treat people for a reasonable cost?
Well, then you can sleep at night.
All day long.
Yep.
All day long.
And that is the number of clients you've started at and now have is a testament to that approach.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been something for sure.
Well, I'm, and like you said, I'm sure you get a lot of calls for people wanting to sell you something or have you use their product. Can you talk a little bit about partnerships and collaborations that you have that you like? And at the same time, talk a little bit about those you got to watch out for.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if you just talk about injectables in general for a filler, for example, filling lips or filling faces, there are so many different products on the market. Many of them have the same underlying ingredients. And then there are some that, you know, the average life of a filler is 9 months to a year, let's say, in an active area. And then you have somebody come in here that are like, I have a 5-year filler. Well, it's, you know, it's going to last longer. It's going to be a little more expensive. But guess what? Your patient's going to have this amazing appearance for 5 years. Well, if you dig down and think about that, what in the world are you putting in your face that is going to solidify and stay there for 5 years' time? There are a lot of people, don't get me wrong, that use products and fill spaces that I'm just not comfortable with, mainly as an emergency room nurse, not even as an injector. And I will say this, Dr. Nyack and I, who do not know each other personally, I follow him on Instagram. He is very open and receptive to injectors and med spa owners and nurses reaching out to him and saying, hey, here's this product. What do you think? And he often will do Instagram posts on, hey, I was in surgery doing a facelift, and this is what this filler looks like under the skin. And this is what this filler looks like under the skin. As a highly, highly respected surgeon in the area, please don't use this. Please just don't do it. You could suffer tissue necrosis or occlusions, or he's in there with chisels trying to break this stuff up. So yes, there is a ton of stuff, and not doing your research on it because it's the latest, greatest, coolest, newest thing is so frightening to me. Some of the amazing partnerships that we do have are Candela Medical, who we have the majority of our lasers and machines from. Mm-hmm. We're a center of excellence for them, so we provide a lot of education to other people. Again, it was one of those things. We had to do our research. What machines are FDA cleared? What are the regular reviews on it? And most importantly, what is their customer service and follow-up after your sale? Many, many, and I'm not saying all, many, many device companies are, thank you very much, talk to you never again, you know? So that becomes a really complicated thing, especially when you're trying to be a cognizant provider. Candela provides this clinical education and marketing, although I sadly don't know how to use it. continued support. Their sales team continue to be on my phone and answer me anytime I need anything. So having those valuable partnerships, or just saying, hey, here's this person. We followed the protocol. We have expanded our scope. We just can't get this clearance. What do you think? They will absolutely respond, help us, assist us, walk us through it. And the same with BioT, honestly, who is our bioidentical hormone replacement pellet provider. That's a lot. They too are very engaged and involved and have so many clinical resources. It's just not like a, hey, thank you for coming down, paying for your education, getting your clinical checkoff, and now we will never talk to you again. It's we want you to continue to practice safely.
Yeah, because I'm sure you get in situations that you may not have done in the past, and you would like to have someone you can call that might have that experience.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I work backwards. I always, whenever someone asks me about a procedure or a product or a device, I go searching high and low as to how I can screw somebody up with this. What am I going to do? How can I hurt them? Not the show me the rainbows and unicorns. Show me how great this is. Well, anybody can make anything look great, especially when you're trying to sell it, right? I want to see better Business Bureau reports. I want to see people's Facebook is an excellent resource. You can go put out any, I mean, somebody's going to answer you and tell you about a bad experience, unfortunately.
Yep.
But is it a clinician issue? Is it a skill issue? Is it a safety issue? Is it a product or device issue? So there comes a lot into play before people just go and buy the latest, greatest machine that costs a fortune.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and you don't necessarily want to be the first either. You want to have know what experience is out there.
Well, for sure. There's some things that are great to be first to market on, such as proven products or devices or procedures. Being the first to own a device, though, that is brand new, it's just like buying the brand new car that just came off the assembly line, first year model edition. Nobody's had it yet. How many of those get recalled?
You know? I've made the mistake of buying a car that's the first model year. You know, they revised the car and now we have a new look. And I bought that. And that was not the most comforting experience.
I'm sure.
Was good that they stood behind the car. So, because they did a lot of work on it. And I'm sure they learned a lot in that process as well.
Then that's why it becomes important to buy from reputable companies and individuals as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you see as trends going forward?
Oh, man. You know what? I research this all the time because just as we were talking about being first to market on things or being current is important. Injectables are never going away. They are just continuing to grow. I swear to God, people will sometimes not eat, but they will not have a wrinkle on their face. But some of the new things that are happening are some of the things that people don't want to outwardly talk about, such as vaginal rejuvenation. Let's go there, Dave. So many people, women, won't talk about this because it's a very private issue. A lot of women have a baby or just age. They laugh, cough, sneeze, bladder's full, and they're going to tinkle just a little bit. We have a device in here that is a non-invasive, depending on the severity of the issue, of what's called stress urinary incontinence.
Okay.
It's a 10-minute painless zero time, zero downtime device treatment that absolutely fixes that. It goes in, repairs their bladder wall, strengthens it, and they no longer have this issue.
Wow.
I don't think as a consumer, most people think, oh, let me call my med spa. No, this is, let me call my gynecologist and go to the OR to get some sort of mesh or something that we know has had complication after complication. But so we've done so many of these now from people that just have minor to major, major bladder incontinence issues. And not one single person, knock on wood, has come back to me and been like, this didn't work. It's, holy cow, how did I not know this was happening? So we try to think outside the box and think, what else can we do? For example, stem cells and exosomes. I think this is going to be, it's big, big, big already. But again, this is a, there's dirty products on the market. There are bad injectors. There are people doing that that aren't trained. Stem cells and exosomes started in the med spa space as superficial topical things. We now can do it for people that have like what's called long haulers, which is long-term COVID that have now chronic lung disease. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a woman who came into us who was on oxygen, who could barely speak. We did an IV drip of exosomes and let her inhale some via nebulizer. And 2 days later, she's playing guitar, singing, and it got her life back. Her family was crying because she was debilitated and couldn't breathe anymore and couldn't walk up steps and couldn't play with her grandchildren to, I'm now playing guitar and singing and have my life back. Wow. I mean, look, it literally gives me goosebumps because it's such a cool, rewarding thing. And so much of when we started here, before we started expanding our scope, I will admit to you, I'm like, I'm a little bored. I'm an emergency room nurse, man. I'm an adrenaline junkie and I got to do something more, which is why we really, really pulled the medical component into healthcare, med spa, wellness, so whatever you want to call it. I think the spa part of our business is not a disservice, but maybe it's a misconception. We certainly have spa-like services with the estheticians that are amazing. But again, we have a medical esthetician who's going to get down and dirty and analyze your skin and tell you, you don't have acne, you have a hormonal imbalance, or you don't have rosacea, you have a dermatitis. So it's more than just, hey, fluff and buff. It's how can we dig in and actually help these people?
I love that term, fluff and buff.
I know, right?
That's great. So we've gone about 25 minutes. And is there anything else? How do people find you? How do they get a hold of you? How do they schedule time with you?
Right. So we obviously have a website, www.eos.com. www.chainscape-stl.com. Our phone number is 314-270-3813. We are on all of the social medias, the Facebooks and the Instagram. We do have a TikTok account. I'm still trying to figure out how to log into that one exactly. So
yeah, that's one of those you forgot the password, right?
You know what? I would choose to say we're old school. Give us a call. We will call you back. We will, you know, make everything possible. Every single consultation that anybody ever has here for any service is absolutely free of charge. And frankly, we stand behind our work. I have people that come in here that are first time Botox injectable people. And I'm like, I'm really good. And I don't stroke my own ego a whole lot, but I've just been doing it for a long time.
Sure.
But if you come back in 2 weeks and you have one little weird wrinkle here, come in here and let me fix it. I don't want you walking around telling people I did that to you. And then you're like, oh, you look great. Except for that one weird wrinkle. Who did that? Please come in and let us fix it. And there aren't many. So we are very lucky. And like you said, we are a stone's throw away from four other med spas, and they are all phenomenal organizations. And we all have kind of modeled our businesses differently. I definitely think with some of the services we offer, such as the more in-depth medical, even tattoo removals, permanent makeups, all the customized treatment, the bioidentical hormone replacement. We have a 40% male population here. Come in anytime. It kind of looks like a barbershop some days. It's great.
Yeah.
IV hydrations, the exosomes, the stem cells, it's just pretty much if somebody comes to us and says, hey, I have this going on, weird stuff, warts, skin tags, gross things people don't want to talk about. I'm like, I'm an ER nurse. Come on, bring it in. It's fine. It's good.
Yeah. You've seen it all, right?
I just when I think I have, somebody else brings me something new.
Well, listen, I really enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Same. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. And we're glad to do it.
Ever do anything, please send our info or come in and visit. Say hey.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Again, what's your address?
We're at 3860 South Lindbergh in Sunset Hills. We are a big corner suite. It's pretty. We have a glitter floor. Who doesn't love a glitter floor?
Wow.
I know. They told me it couldn't be done. Just like everything else. It can be done.
That's right.
Yeah. So right in Sunset Hills near Maggie O'Brien's, right off South Lindbergh.
Okay. Thank you, Shelley. I appreciate your time. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please be sure and subscribe to the Real Producers Partners podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We'd love for you to review us wherever you get your podcasts. Visit rpp.rocks for more episodes and links to set up a free consultation with the host of this podcast. Thanks again, and stay tuned.